The constraint on wildlife populations is not what the habitat will support, but what humans will support, says Daniel Kinker, an APR restoration ecologist. The group has always sought to engage its neighbors, keeping properties open to the public for hunting, camping, hiking, fishing. But in the face of implacable opposition, it also has made some adjustments. The end goal is still a 5,000-square-mile wildlife reserve, says Allison Fox, who took over as APR CEO in 2018. But how we're going to get there, we're really open to new and innovative ideas. One of those ideas, APR's Wild Sky program, which pays ranchers to adopt habitat and predator-friendly practices, such as installing wildlife-friendly fences and not removing prairie dog colonies in order to create soft boundaries that allow wildlife to move safely back to their historic habitat. Since 2014, the Wild Sky program has paid more than $230,000 in incentives to a handful of local ranchers, including Lance Johnson, whose cattle also graze on one of APR's properties. A few neighbors have hassled him for working with the conservation group, but he appreciates the help. I think they have an idea and a lofty goal for the future, he says.